Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Pig Health Today, and with me is Dr. Jason Ross. He is a professor of animal physiology at Iowa State University and also director of IPIC. Great to have you here.
Yep, great to be here, Joe. Thanks for having me. Appreciate that.
So we're at the 2019 Lehman Swine Conference. You're giving a presentation on improving piglet survivability, but that really has to focus initially on the sows, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah, it's a really big project that we're working on that's funded by the National Pork Board and the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research. And it initiated, our group had been working in the area of pelvic organ prolapse and trying to understand maybe some of the biological causation that's associated with prolapse in the sow industry or in the sow herd in the U.S. pork industry. And we've expanded that effort quite substantially into also investigating pre-wean mortality as well as wean to finish mortality. So we've got a large team. It's got three different universities represented in it, with Kansas State, Purdue, and Iowa State. And we've got faculty leadership on each of our objectives within that project.
And just so that all our viewers understand the problem that we're focusing on here, could you just kind of walk us through where are we right now with mortality rates in sows? And then also with pre-wean, and then wean to finish.
Right. So that's a good question, and it's variable, right? There's different segments of the industry that are doing better than other areas, but in general, you could estimate that about 30 to 35% of the pigs that are born fail to reach market at some point in their lifetime. So that would include, you know, piglets that are lost during farrowing, so born stillbirth. That would include piglets that are lost during pre-wean mortality. That gets up to between those two can be 10 to 25%, depending on the farm. Sow mortality, the U.S. average, based on a study that we did last year, was right around 12.5 to 13% annualized mortality. And then there's wean to finish mortality, and that kind of rounds you up to the 30 to 35% for an industry average. It is a shocking number. And, you know, so the Animal Science Committee and the National Pork Board decided that we need to investigate or invest into what we can do to improve that. And there's a lot of things that can be done that include different management approaches. There's genetic strategies to improve, piglets' ability to thrive. There's nutritional interventions that can be developed and employed. And then there's also creating a better understanding of what's behind the biology of why a sow may die or why a piglet may fail to thrive.
And to get this better understanding, you have a study, or I guess it's an observational study, underway.
Right.
Could you tell us more about that in terms of size and scope?
Yeah, so we conducted beginning in the kind of the end of 2017, we started a project that lasted a little over a year, and it was an observational study focused on understanding some of the causes or contributing causes to pelvic organ prolapse in sows. And so during that study, we visited a little over 60 sow farms across the U.S., and we had a total of 104 sow farms across the industry contribute data to that data set. And then our team evaluated that data set, analyzed it, and considered as many different factors as we could effectively analyze. And that's really given us a lot of guidance into the areas that we want to continue investigating with our current funding.
So what have we learned about these pelvic organ prolapses? How can we reduce them?
Yeah.
Did you see anything in this?
So that's a great question, right? And part of the objective, right, was to gain direction of where we can investigate. It's a complex crop problem that has many factors that go into it. And so the major objective of that project, our initial observational study, was really to help understand where do we need to start investing other resources to better understand some of the specifics. And so we looked at all kinds of things. We looked at tail length, we looked at farm hygiene, we looked at the size of farms, we looked at nutrition, genetics, and really the things that we were able to get the most information on were things that regarding how we feed the sow during late gestation, how we, if we treat the water system or not at the farm, also how we manage feed intake during farrowing or just prior to farrowing. So those are things that now we're conducting additional, more in-depth studies to help validate what was observed in the observational study, with a more hypothesis-driven approach.
Were you surprised by any of those findings?
You know, one of the things that I think that we were surprised, we also, when we went and evaluated a lot of sows, we during those 62 farm visits, we collected information on a little over 5,000 sows, individual sows. And we did a body condition scoring assessment on those, thinking that the sows that were overweight would be more likely to prolapse than sows that were not. And it was actually the opposite as what we found, is that the sows that had a light body condition score had a higher probability of prolapsing than sows that were overweight. And so that was counterintuitive to us initially, but it was also supported by the fact that farms that used bump feeding strategies on light sows during late gestation also had lower prolapse incidence than farms that did not use that strategy. So we felt like we had a couple different observations in that study that were supportive of the same general concept of making sure that the sow has adequate nutrition just prior to farrowing.
So let's take this next question by segment. Based on what you've seen, and I know you're still trying to get answers,
yeah,
but based on what you've seen, what recommendations would you give to producers today for reducing sow mortality?
That's a tough advice to give on the amount of data that we were able to collect and that it was an observational study. So, but I do think that observations that we've seen are that sows that, you know, farms that have very few thin sows as they're approaching farrowing tended to have fewer prolapses. So I think management of the sow during late gestation is really important. Understanding now, the next step of that is understanding why that's important. And we think that there's some inflammation that's happening from a biological standpoint. There's some inflammation of the reproductive tract that's happening in sows that are high risk for pelvic organ prolapse. And so that increases their demand for nutrients, because eliciting an immune response is a energetically very costly thing to do for an animal.
What about pre-weaning pigs?
Those projects are still underway. Data collection is still happening, and analysis will have to happen after that. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, same question then for wean to finish.
Yeah, Daniel Linares' work has really taken a strategy forward that uses a model, or he's created a model to be able to take information and inputs from different flows of pigs from different sow farms, and the data that he's been able to collect is enabled him to generate with fair accuracy what the predicted mortality will be based on known inputs. That's important because I think what it'll enable us to do is then we can parse out the influence of particular inputs on post-wean survivability or post-wean mortality on different flows, so it can help us identify where the most important areas to invest effort and change are in evaluating an entire flow of pigs.
And when we look at wean to finish, I mean, that's a pretty large period of time.
Right.
Is there a particular time during wean to finish where pigs are most vulnerable?
They can die at any time depending on the pressures they receive, right? If there's a disease or typically a disease pressure that comes later during the grow to finish phase. But a lot of times the biggest hurdle is the wean transition, right? So coming off the sow and getting started on feed into that in that new environment, that's a big area. It's an important area because that's really sets up that piglet's ability to take off and thrive.
Well, when it comes to research, it seems like the pork industry is really pulling out all the stops.
And so there is a lot of work that's happening. I think it really underscores this industry and their commitment to continued improvement. And they take their checkoff dollars and they invest it in areas that are important, not just for the success of their enterprises, but for success of the industry as a whole and for the well-being and of the pigs as well.
Well, that's exactly it. It's not just performance, it is welfare, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, well, we've been talking to Dr. Jason Ross. He is a professor of animal physiology at Iowa State University and also director for the Iowa Pork Industry Center. Thanks again for coming by.
Yeah, thanks.